What up, all you traders and investors? Thanks for joining me once again. This is Thoughts and Trading with Trade Doc. Segment's called Eye on the Market, where I go over a list of 32 ETFs and ETNs that we can trade options on or trade stocks within those ETFs. But hey, today is Saturday, April 4th, 2020. So it's 4/4/2020, about 7 p.m. It's a Saturday, Eastern Standard Time, and I just turned it on. I'm looking at a list of stocks with earnings this week. And, you know, Delta Airlines is one of them. And it's getting pretty scary out there, you know, not as far as the virus and like what the markets are doing. But we did have a rebound. You can see some retracements happening. Some stocks show of where the market could go. You know, there's some ETFs and some stocks that actually lead the market. Doesn't look good. Looks like we're going to be testing the former lows, maybe even break those lows that we had dropped before. A couple of stocks that are already doing that. And since all charts look the same, they all got to follow each other in some way. That's broadly speaking. But let's see, this week we closed out shorts on the Qs that, you know, the position was just neutral, even a little down. And then it took Friday. Friday is when the Qs had broken down. And they closed close to the prior day's low. You know, the prior day, I was expecting more downside action, but it broke to the upside in the afternoon, which was expected. I expected that. So I had day traded it on Thursday and Friday. That's the Qs. And it, you know, I just had to be patient. Let the position close. I'm just thinking about it, and I should have just added on to it. But like I said, market was like wanted to go up. Most people were looking for that. Personally, I'm shopping at on PE ratios. You know, looking for long term investments. Just adding a little into that. Mostly high dividends and very low PE ratios. And that have outperformed the S&P in the last 20 years. There's a couple of those. Some of them outperformed because their newer companies outperformed the S&P in the last 6 years, some of them in 20 years. But, you know, finding those companies that just don't sound good. I had made a list of them, but I'm not going to go through that. It's just feeling weird out there. But anyways, let's just get into it. This is the broad 32 ETFs. And starting with oil, USO. I haven't been trading oil. And they had a nice rip the last couple of days. Now I just heard that the OPEC meeting is canceled or postponed for Monday, so oil is probably going to take another tumble down, but we'll see. It's very cheap. I'm going to be surprised if oil is like a dollar again at the gas station, gasoline that is. But oil is trading at $29 even, and you know, their low is $20, so that's whoever went long at $20, which was pretty low. Just seeing a nice 20-30% gain. But USO is trading at 590. They were up 15.5% on Friday. I mean, this week, like I said, it's all politics and, you know, who says what. So, but as far as getting the price to oil to reflect the demand, it's hard because we're at a different time. Even though with this pop, this 20-30% pop, just gives it a good, it's a good argument for a bottom at the $20 mark. You know, for USO, that'd be $4. So it's like 420, 417 around there, their lows. Right now, we're at almost $6, 590. So I just see what would be happening, but right now it would be more of a short-term consolidation trade. It's the only thing I'd be looking for in oil. Next is XOP, and they were up 3.75% on Friday. So if oil keeps going the way it goes, then XOP could go and retest the 43. So it's hard to say. If things go good, then oil sees its bottom of $20, because now everybody wants to keep the oil price up. So that's going to go. Next is OIH. OIH surprisingly was down 1.7% on Friday. And they're getting a little volatile. Volatility is actually getting lower, but still. Trying to find prices. Their low was 330. They're trading at 404. And they definitely try to sell some puts in this situation. Volatility is definitely going to slow down, so that's probably what OIH would be good for. Next is UNG. UN natural gas was up 6% on Friday, trading at 1247. They're still on a downtrend, though they had that pop. We'll see. Hard to tell whether things are bottomed here, but UNG's been on a downtrend for so long. You know, they started in November when they're trading at 22. Now they're at 1247, 6%. Trade this like kind of neutral, some negative deltas. Next is XLE, that's the energy sector. Energy sector could have bottomed here. Could have, but we see the structure a lot. So the energy sector could have bottomed around the $43 mark, 43.30. And it looks like it'd be good consolidation. If they break that, then it'd be another leg to the downside, probably another like 10% drop. Next is XLU. XLU looks like they've re-bottomed, recovered with the low of 43.44. Right now they're trading at 51.79, down 3.5% on Friday. So it's not looking like utilities are going to be the safe haven since they got sold off. So everything across the markets are taking hits, including utilities, bonds, U.S. dollar. It's a hard environment to interpret. And it's pretty simple because you just go with the flow. Next is XLI, and that's the industrial sector. Industrial sector is not coming back for a little bit, but when it does, it's definitely going to rip and roar, because I believe with all the stuff from China and everything pretty much taking a hard reset. So I don't know if this is the reset they call right now, because everyone's been home for like 2 weeks or a month. So it is like resetting. Like, when they go back, everything's going to be different. Nothing's going to be the same. So, some companies will be there, some companies don't, and that's pretty tough. It's a hard, hard pill to swallow that that's what's going to happen. But the industrial sector is mostly consolidation trades. We got to revamp the list of the industrial sector. See exactly what companies are running that. Next is XLB, and I'm kind of bullish on materials. Looking at the chart, not really. But as far as materials, the demand, it's all going to be based on demand. To find the price of products based on the demand, and then, you know, getting the material to actually produce those products, is it worth it? But either way, the materials, like people that make the materials, are going to always be there as long as there's demand. Next is XME. Kind of with the same thing. They're trading at 1569. They're down 2.6% on Friday. And like I said, most charts are looking the same. Their low was 1386. Everything could kind of retrace back down and retest the bottoms. Some of them are closer than others. Next is the MJ sector. They're down 3%. You know, this looks like they bottomed at $8. I'd actually go kind of long here just because of the structure it's making. Consolidated for those 2 weeks. And then popped up. Now it's kind of like giving it all back and like making a base. So if they can base out right here and break above 1150, then that'd be kind of when I'd probably have a stop buy or something like that. I keep on looking at it, but I'd definitely go along this if I was gonna hold it for a while. Next is XBI. It's biotech sector. They're looking like they recovered. They're hanging out right now, consolidating. It doesn't look like they're less likely to retest the bottom as the other sectors. Next is healthcare, XLV. And they made a nice recovery here. And since all the cash is going that way, I think the prices are probably most likely going to go up from here. Next is XRT, and that's the retail sector, and they're taking a hit, making that H structure. It could bottom pretty soon or go surpass it. I've seen charts that have surpassed it. So if they're surpassed, they're going to be leading the way. This is the lowest. This is the chart that has been retesting the most on those lows. Next is XLP. That's a consumer staples that always needed. They're up 0.78%. So their quarters should be pretty good for this. Yeah. So their earnings for this quarter should be pretty good just because of the action that's been going on. You know, stores sold out. Well, then they not made a profit because maybe those products weren't like marked up a lot, so they didn't make a lot of profit there. They make more profit probably like cosmetics, and I don't know where Walmart makes the most profit, what products they make the most profit on. Next is XLY, and XLY was down 1.75% on Friday, trading at 92.41. And it looks like it's retesting. So looking at Amazon, Home Depot, McDonald's, kind of like on a chart. And it looks like they're retesting. So they could be hanging out here for a while before breaking back up. Now the upside is more I'd hate to say that. It's like it could be a hard drop. So if there's going to be a hard drop, it would be sooner than later. But anyways, next is SMH. They are the semiconductors. And again, structures coming down, kind of like rolling over. They're down 2% on Friday, trading at 112.04. So rolling over, but I think like this price should be stable, like trade above 100. So that's probably going to retest the 100 mark. Right, now they're at 112. Next is IYR. That's the real estate sector, trading at 64.24. They were down 1.5% on Friday. The retail sector, real estate, has been took a hard hit. Down, you know, almost 40% from the highs. You know, it dropped down 44%, you know, lost 44% of its value, you know, starting from February 19th to March 23rd. That's tough. So real estate sector is probably not going to recover anytime soon. So consolidation of low prices. Next is XLF, and that's financial sector. They're coming down and retesting, so they're kind of leading. So most likely there's going to be some retests of the lows. Next is TLT. TLT was up 0.25% on Friday, trading at 164.50. Volatility is coming down, kind of a little bit overbought at the moment. They do have some bullish momentum, the bonds, that is. So any good news would just bring it down, but as far as like the structure goes, looks like a retest and another pop to the top. So that probably is more of a confirmation about whether or not the markets are going to see a drop. So kind of blows, but again, might not happen. But as far as the bonds, I see them more going more towards the upside. Next is GLD. And GLD is kind of hanging up at the top here. If it goes above 17,000 has been a ceiling for it. So it's been resistance at 17,000. So with GLD, it's kind of like following this uptrend. So it's probably more upside for gold. And you can see this definitely break above 160 for GLD. And they were up half a percent, trading at 152.65. And it's definitely doing it, definitely on an uptrend. It has been on an uptrend since November. November is when it started its uptrend, and it's been following it pretty good. Now, even though it had its retracement on March 9th, it was 160, then came down to 130, you know, on the 16th, like a week later. That's the week everything got sold off, nobody knew nothing. Then bought it back up again. So still, it's still good on the structure. That's GLD. Next is GDX. They were down 0.36% on Friday. It's kind of making a bearish structure here. I mean, it's lower than it's been for a long time. Gold miners. You know, it should be trading around the 31s or 32s. It'd probably go back up there or probably above, because if gold goes up, these guys will benefit a lot more. I was just trading consolidations here. But with this volatility, there's been a lot of opportunity, but I trade a lot of consolidation. That's kind of like my thing. If it's going to be too volatile, then I'm not going to trade it. So next is the SPY, 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 yep. And like I said, they're kind of doing the same thing the financials are doing. Probably going to end up looking like the retail sector looks right now. But if we can retest the bottom when nobody knew nothing and bounce off of that hard, then it'd be good for the market. Next is the QQQs, NASDAQ. And this is the one I like trading. And again, it's not hard to see that the markets are going to go down. For the Qs, at least go down to like 170, 171. Around there. Right now they're trading at 183, down 1.5% on Friday. So to retest the 174s isn't far-fetched. Right now they are making a nice support resistance structure here, and it kind of lost momentum kind of on Thursday before the close. And of course Friday, that's kind of showed the weakness and it came down. Now if we see a break below 181, that's when it'll go to retest like the 175s around there. And that's for the Q, so that's the way I'm trading. I actually didn't add UUP, which is the US dollar. That's another trade that I've gotten in, closed. Now it's moving back up a little bit. And as it's moving up, I'd like to, you know, short it, because that's where I was before short. I don't know where it was, but I got the 27 puts. So that all worked out good. Next is IWM. They're trading at 104.62. They were down 2% on Friday. So they're kind of looking like the way everything else looks, like the way they're all leading towards that structure. So as far as markets recovering this week, don't know, maybe it happened later in the week, but what it's doing now, everything wants to retest the lows, maybe break below them. So all charts look the same. Some lead others. Next is UVXY. That's volatility. UVXY was down 6.5% on Friday. So I've been waiting to short this when things calm down a little bit and make it like a long one, because the drop in volatility is going to be very slow. And so volatility is going to continue to be out there. Next is FXI. That's China, down a little over 1.25% on Friday, trading at 36.89. So China is looking like it's more support up there, but it's not as bad as like IWM. So from here, a breakout to the top is less likely. The structure is making it look that way. So I think like everything would be leading IWM eventually look like the retail sector, you know, just for a short term, because everything's closed. Next is INDA. That's India. India have been tracking for a while, and they're looking like IWM. Looking like IWM, ready to look like XRT, the retail sector. So, a couple of them, that's what they're doing. Next is RSX. So RSX was up 1.75% on Friday, trading at 1777. This is like, they were trading at 26 before. So they had another one that lost 50%. Pretty much 50% was shaved off of Russia's economy. 50% down to at the lows of 13.14. Now they're trading at 17.77. So this structure here is a little bit different. Looks different from the IWNs and the other structures that are looking to retest. So this could happen to like the SPY, even though the SPY is a little lower. So this, like Russia looks, a structure of Russia looks a lot stronger. Unfortunately said, but a Russia structure, RSX. So I'm just building it. It's been getting higher highs, lower and higher lows. So it's got that going for them unless something happens and we get a drop off the cliff. Right now trading at 1777, up 1.75% on Friday. And I probably sell puts in Russia too. You know, the $13, $12 puts. Because they're trading at $17. Next is EFA. Trading at 50.90, down 2.75% on Friday. You know, momentum's just picked up to the downside, so we got negative momentum, a lot of selling out there, this fear. You know, it's a hard reset. Next is EEM, those are emerging markets, down almost 2% on Friday, trading at 33.13. EEM, it's looking pretty nice. Since it's China weight, it looks like the FXI chart. I'd probably, it's liquid, so that's why trading it is worth it. Say some consolidation or more towards the upside because their countries have gone over, are recovering. Next is EWW, that's Mexico, and they're looking like they're surpassing, leading the markets to the downside. Not as far as other companies are, but as far as Mexico, they're taking a hit from $48 to $25. Now they're trading at $25.60, which is so close to the lows. You know, long term, you know, I'd probably get into that EWW Mexico. Last, but this is not going to be the last one. I'm going to do the US dollar. But EWZ, you know, I just got long, got assigned some long-term shares on the 21 area. You know, I even got some BRZU. I'm just going to be holding and trade and selling calls against. And they have a dividend, so it's crazy. But I'm going to be long EWZ. So if this is like a double bottom recovery, this will be it. If not, then we'll see some more downside and pain and I'll be stopped out. But last not least is the UUP. They were up and the US dollar was up 27. Is trading at 27.29, up 0.5% on Friday. And that's the scramble to look for dollars. So I'm looking to short this as soon as it gets to like the higher 27s. Thanks for listening. I'll see you next week. Good luck out there. Peace.